Good evening, and thanks for joining me for Hunter Rostrum. I'm Graham Wilson. Tonight, a concert by clarinetist Sabina Meyer and the Modigliani String Quartet. Sabina Meyer studied in Stuttgart before becoming a member of the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra and then principal clarinet of the Berlin Philharmonic, a post that she abandoned in response to the growing demands of her solo career. Sabina Meyer is considered to be one of the world's greatest woodwind soloists and a player most often referred to in reverential terms by other clarinetists. The Modigliani String Quartet pulses with enthusiasm and dedication, and since its formation in 2003 has become one of the world's most sought-after chamber ensembles. Together, Sabina Meyer and the quartet form a formidable team to tackle the clarinet quintet by Mozart, the string quintet by Schumann, as well as a new quintet by Ian Munro. Ian Munro's clarinet quintet, Songs from the Bush, which was written especially for tonight's performers, is in three movements: Country Dance, Campfire and Night Sky, and Drover's Lament.
Thank you.
Ian Munro's Songs from the Bush was performed by Sabina Meyer and the Modigliani String Quartet. The quartet continues the concert with Robert Schumann's String Quartet in A major, which begins with a 7-bar introduction that heralds the beginning of the first theme. An unsettled assai agitato is followed by a set of variations that lead into the slow movement, that is, in a sense, composed backwards, as the first meandering theme is gradually pared back to a more humble conclusion. The dotted rhythm marks the opening of the final Allegro molto vivace, which includes many typical final movement devices, such as contrapuntal imitation and an extended rondo. The Modigliani String Quartet with Robert Schumann's String Quartet in A major. Robert Schumann's String Quartet in A Major brought us to the end of the first part of tonight's concert. Welcome back to the second part of tonight's concert by Sabina Meyer and the Modigliani String Quartet, who are heard now in the major work of the concert, Mozart's Clarinet Quintet in A Major. It's in four movements that are scored for clarinet, two violins, viola, and cello. The quintet opens with an equal discourse between all parties. The strings present three lyrical themes with which they coax the clarinet into the conversation. In the second movement, Larghetto, the intense beauty of the clarinet's singing voice realizes a wistful and sometimes pained longing, with the aria becoming a duet as the violin enters to soothe, calm, and reassure his troubled companion. In the Menuetto, the clarinet exerts its charm as it makes every effort to interest the strings in a rustic romp, with the violin finally letting its hair down as it joins in the fun. The quintet ends with the theme and variations founded on a simple but catchy tune in which Mozart deftly weaves together every combination of instruments and challenges the clarinet with dazzling virtuosity.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mozart's Clarinet Quintet in A Major was the concluding item in tonight's concert by clarinetist Sabina Meyer and the Modigliani String Quartet. Finally tonight, a Baroque work from a French musician best known as an organist and composer. Louis-Nicolas Clairembault was born in 1676 in Paris, where he eventually became organist at the Church of Saint-Sulpice. Here's a suite in C Major played on the harpsichord, by David Kinsella.
Thank you. Thank you.
harpsichordist David Kinsella played Suite in C Major by Louis-Nicolas Clairembault. And that's all we have time for in this edition of Hunter Rostrum. I'm Graham Wilson, and I hope you can join me again next week here on 2NURFM.